Welcome to this demonstration of the Vision Australia Connect app for the Vision Australia Library iAccess service. And in this demo, I'll actually be taking you through the Vision Australia Connect app for Android. And I'll be doing this demo on my Samsung Galaxy Tab. In the demo, I'm actually going to take you through finding and downloading the Vision Australia Connect app from the Google Play Store, then logging into the app and a description of the main app screen itself. And then we'll go through searching, downloading, and reading a book from the Vision Australia iAccess online library service. As I said, I've got my Samsung Galaxy here turned on, and I'm currently sitting at one of my home screens. So first of all, let me just touch on the Play Store icon.
Play Store.
And of course, one finger double tap to open.
Play Store.
So if I touch the top right hand side of my screen,
search Google Play. Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
That's the search Google Play Store button. So I'm going to double tap on search Google Play.
Edit box. Search Google Play. Editing. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
You heard it say 1 of 2. That's because I previously typed in or used the voice search button to search for Vision Australia. So if I actually flick past this one,
voice search button.
There's the voice search button that I used previously before this recording.
Vision Australia.
And there's Vision Australia. So to use that voice action button, what I did was double tapped on it, said Vision Australia, and it put Vision Australia in the search field. And then on the on-screen keyboard, I just tapped on search. So I'm going to double tap on Vision Australia because it's the last search I did.
Keyboard hidden.
And you can hear it say keyboard hidden as the search
app,
box
Vision
goes
Australia
away.
Connect. Options button. Star rating 4.8. Star rating.
And that's
4.8.
The first one on the screen, which is Vision Australia Connect, which is one that I want. So I'm going to do a double tap on that one.
Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
And if I flick to the right.
Image of app a game icon for Vision Australia install button.
Okay, there's the install button. One finger double tap on that.
App permissions.
And we've got app permissions. So if I flick to the right.
Vision Australia Connect needs access to photos, media, files, show details. Wi-Fi connection info, device ID and call in, accept button.
There's my accept button. One finger double tap.
Play Store.
If I flick to the right again.
Image of app a game icon for image of app a game icon. Cancel this download button.
Okay, that's no change to cancel this download.
Installing Vision Australia Connect.
There we go. Installing Vision Australia Connect.
Successfully installed Vision Australia Connect.
Very nice. So you can sit back and listen to the whole installation process if you like, which
shortcut
is very quick.
Shortcut VA Connect created.
And shortcut VA Connect created. Lovely. So I'm going to show you two ways to actually open the app. I'm going to open it from the Play Store. And then I'm also going to go and open it from the applications screen on my Android device, because I've got so many icons on my screens at the moment that sometimes it ends up anywhere. I just find it easier just to go to the applications icon and choose VA Connect from there, and that's what I'll do in this recording. Now, if I can just go back to the top of the screen.
Vision Australia Connect.
Now I flick through.
Search Google Play. More options button. Vision Australia Connect. Image of app a game icon. Uninstall button.
We've now got an uninstall button, so I can uninstall the app. Now if I flick to the right.
Open button.
There's our open button, so I'm going to double tap on that.
VA Connect. Vision keyboard displayed.
I touch the top of the screen.
Connect.
And I'll just flick through with one finger.
Please enter your login details. If you are not a member, contact the Vision Australia Library on 1300 847 466 or email library@visionaustralia.org.
Okay, so if you're not a member of the Vision Australia Library, or you don't currently have a membership for the Vision Australia Library, then you can ring Vision Australia up to access VA Connect iAccess online service by dialing 1300 847 466 or emailing the library, library@visionaustralia.org. Now I'm going to leave it there for the moment because that's the login screen that we need to log into VA Connect. I'm just going to press the home button on my Samsung tab, and on my one I've got a physical home button down the bottom.
Keyboard hidden.
Keyboard hidden as the app shuts. That's down the bottom right hand side of my screen.
Applications.
There's my applications button. One finger double tap on applications.
Page 1 of 2.
Now I know from experience that the downloads that I do from the App Store go onto the second screen of my app screen. So I'm going to do a two finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 2.
To go to page 2 of 2. And of course a two finger flick to the right would go back to page 1 from page 2. So I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Quick support.
And then I'm going to flick to the right.
WPS Office. Quick support. Pocket News. VA Connect.
And there's VA Connect. And one finger double tap on VA Connect.
Vision Australia Connect, keyboard displayed.
And we've got the keyboard displayed. Now the first thing I need to do here is, because my keyboard has appeared on the screen, I can't change an item on the screen, which is the automatic login checkbox. Because if I flick through the screen, let me just touch towards the middle.
Connect.
And flick through to the right.
Please enter your login details. If library account. Edit box. Password. Edit box. Log on automatically. Tick box. Unticked.
So it's currently unticked. If I try and tap on it, I can't change it because the keyboard's on the screen. So the keyboard has to disappear before I'm actually able to check or uncheck that checkbox. I found on my particular keyboard, and this may be different on your Android device, that if I come down to my physical home button down the bottom, come up a little bit, and then drag my finger over to the right.
Keyboard hidden. Log on automatically. Tick box. Unticked.
Now, you might have heard on the recording a very faint click. And I believe that's actually a unlabeled button on the screen that dismisses the keyboard. So now if I double tap.
Log on automatically. Ticked.
I can now tick or untick that checkbox. So I tap it again.
Log on automatically. Unticked.
It's unticked. Double tap it again.
Log on automatically. Ticked.
And I'm going to leave mine ticked because this is my own Android device and I don't need anybody else to log in with their particular username or password. But again, just keep in mind that the keyboard has to be not visible on the screen for you to be able to check or uncheck that automatic login checkbox. And just one more final word, if you can't get that keyboard to disappear, it's too difficult. When you log into the app, if you go to the More Options button, then you can choose to log out from the app and then you can log back in again with another username and password. Okay, so let me touch towards the top of the screen again.
Connect.
And I'm going to flick through to the right.
Please enter your login details. If you are not a member, contact the Vision Australia Library on 1300 847 466 or email library@visionaustralia.org. Library account. Edit box. Enter username. Editing.
I'm just going to type in a dummy PIN number for my library member number.
1 1 2 2 3 3 4 4.
Okay, and if I touch down towards the bottom right hand side of the on-screen keyboard, right next to the L.
Next.
And take my finger off straight away. Now I need to do a one finger double tap. And if I touch the screen.
Library account. Edit box. Enter password. Editing.
The password field now is currently active because it said editing. Again, I'm going to put in the dummy password for the podcast recording.
A. A. S. S. D. D. F. F.
And if I touch to the right of the L again on my on-screen keyboard.
Go.
There's go. And the same thing with the next button. Just tap my finger straight off.
Keyboard hidden. Vision Australia Connect.
Vision Australia Connect. Okay, so it's logged in. So if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Connect.
And there's the heading Connect or Vision Australia Connect. Flick to the right.
Add books.
And we've got a button that says Add Books. Now, with that Add Books button, that may or may not appear unless you have mobile data turned on within the app itself. So if it doesn't appear, I'll show you how to get it back in a minute. So we've got Add Books button.
More options button.
More options button. And of course, I'm just flicking to the right with one finger here. That's the settings icon for the app. And if I flick to the right again,
books.
We've got basically four options. We've got books, which is for Daisy Books, which is currently selected on the bookshelf.
Subscriptions.
Subscriptions for newspapers and magazines. Flick to the right again.
Podcasts.
Podcasts for podcasts. Flick to the right again.
Messages.
And messages, which are system messages. And I've noticed on the iOS version of this app, and I haven't experienced it yet on the Android version, is that if you have multiple system messages, each message is treated distinctly. So you might be able to read the message or the system message, and then you'll get an OK. You double tap on OK, you'll get another system message, another OK button, and so on. It's not going in a loop. It's just letting you know that you've got those messages to go through when you access the messages from the system itself via the server. Okay, so let me flick back to that More Options button. So flicking back to the left.
Podcasts.
So back to podcasts.
Subscriptions.
Subscriptions.
Books.
Books.
More Options button.
There's More Options button. One finger double tap.
List view showing 5 items.
So list view showing 5 items. Flick to the right.
Refresh bookshelf.
Refresh bookshelf.
App settings.
App settings. And one finger double tap on app settings.
Vision Australia Connect. App settings.
Flick to the right again.
Navigate up button. App settings. Network. Allow mobile network usage. Switch turned off.
Okay, now mine's currently turned off because I'm currently here on Wi-Fi. But if I was on mobile data, as in 3G or 4G, I believe the Add Books button would actually not appear. So I wanted to make sure that that button, the Add Books button, appears for both mobile and Wi-Fi. So I'm going to double tap to turn on.
Allow mobile network usage. Ticked.
Okay, and now I'll turn it back on again. So I'm going to go back to the left.
Network. App settings. Navigate up button.
And double tap on navigate up or navigate back.
Vision Australia Connect.
And flick through to the right.
Connect. Add books.
And let's add a book. So one finger double tap on add a book.
Vision Australia Connect.
And flick through to the right.
Navigate up button. Vision Australia Connect. Search.
So there's our search heading. Flick to the right.
Select search filter.
Select search filter.
Title selected.
So title is currently selected. Or we can search by.
Keywords.
Keywords.
Author.
Or author. And of course, if I double tapped on either keywords or author, it would then say selected, but I'm going to leave title selected. Flicking through to the right.
Search. Enter your search criteria. A list of found titles will be returned. Search button.
And there's our search button.
No search results.
And I flick through past that and it says no search results because we haven't searched yet.
List view showing zero items.
And list view showing zero items. Flicking back to the left.
No search results. Search button.
I double tap on the search button.
Keyboard display.
I've now got the keyboard on the screen. So it appears that I can't access voice dictation from this current keyboard I'm using or within the app itself. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pause the recording and type in Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. And the reason why I'm going to be using that title is because it's a very short book. It's only about 7 meg. And that means we won't have to wait around and wait for it to download too long. So I'm going to pause the recording. I'll be back in probably about 1 second in the recording. Okay, here we go. Here I'm back straight away. So I'm going to touch on the search, which of course is to the right of the L on the on-screen keyboard.
Search.
Tap my finger off.
Keyboard hidden. List view. Showing item 1 of 1.
Very good. Showing item 1 of 1. So I touch my finger to the top of the screen and drag it down.
Title selected. Et search. Enter your search criteria. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And there he is. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. And of course, I could either just drag my finger down or keep flicking to the right if there were more hits on the screen. If I just typed in the word Thomas, it would have come up with a lot more hits than just Thomas Tank Engine and Friends. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Title information.
So it's brought up the title information for the book. I'm going to touch towards the top of my screen again.
Title information.
Title information. Flick to the right.
Back to bookshelf.
Back to bookshelf.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Author, Christopher Audrey.
Author is Christopher Audrey. Flick to the right again.
Summary. Thomas is a tank engine who lives at a station on the island of Sodor. Thomas has many friends who work at the station. The station is very busy and Thomas and his friends have many adventures which you can read about in the book.
And that's a summary of the book. Flick to the right again.
Identifier. 131,160.
And that's the identifier. Flick to the right again.
Audio. Daisy Audio.
Audio. Daisy Audio. That's the format of the book.
Language. NGB.
Language. English. Great Britain. Flick to the right again.
Narrator, Nicholas Sopolsky.
Narrator, Nicholas Sopolsky. Flick to the right again.
Size, 7.0 megabytes.
Size, 7.0 megabytes, which is what I said before, and that's the reason why I'm using it for the demo.
Order button.
With here we've got the order button. Now, just let me flick past it.
Open book button, dim.
We've got an open book button, which is currently dim because we haven't ordered it yet. Flick to the right again.
Start downloading button, dim.
Start downloading button, which of course is also dim because we haven't ordered it yet.
Like or dislike button.
And we've got an active like or dislike button already to like or dislike the book. So let me flick back to the left.
Start downloading button dimmed. Open book button dimmed. Order button.
And we're going to order the book. So I'm going to one finger double tap on the order button.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been added to your bookshelf.
Okay, now if I flick off the control.
Open book button.
That open book button now is active. If I flick back to the left.
Return title button.
That order button has now changed to a return button. So if I double tap on that now, it will return the book to the library and remove it off my bookshelf. So let me flick to the right.
Open book button.
Now if I double tapped on the open book button now, I would open the book and start streaming it directly from the Vision Australia iAccess Library service, which is okay on Wi-Fi, probably not so much okay on mobile, depending on the size of a Daisy book. So what I suggest that you do primarily on Wi-Fi is to flick to the right.
Start downloading 7.0 megabytes button.
And choose the start downloading button, which is now active, to actually download the book to your device when you're on Wi-Fi in particular, because then when you're out and about and you want to listen to the book, you won't be streaming it. You'll be actually listening to the book off your own device. So I'm going to do that now. One finger double tap on download. And if I flick off it,
download 7%.
Okay, I've got download 7%. Flip back to left.
Cancel download button.
And then I've got a cancel download, and that was the original download button. If we just wait, we'll get a knock, knock, knock on the screen to let us know that's downloaded. So I'll just wait for that. There we go. Knock, knock. So if I flick to the right,
like or dislike button.
That's our like or dislike button. So I flick back to the left.
Delete download button.
That download or cancel, and now it's changed to a delete button. So we can delete the book straight away if we don't want it. Flick back to the left.
Open book button.
There's the open book button. And then flick back to the left.
Return title button.
And there's that return title button. Okay, so flick back to the right.
Open book button.
And now I'm going to choose to open the book from this particular item, and then I'll show you how to do it from the actual bookshelf itself. So I'm going to do one finger double tap to open it.
Vision Australia Connect. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends is open. So we're now in the play screen of the book. So let me touch towards the top left-hand side of my screen.
Navigate up button.
And there's my navigate up button on the back button. So I flick to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
There's the title of the book. Flick to the right again.
Contents.
That's contents. I was in the contents button to bring up the contents that we can actually navigate through the different chapters in the book. So flick to the right again.
Double tap to obtain your current position.
Double tap to obtain your current position. Flick to the right again.
Chapter. Double tap to choose the navigation level button.
That's a button to change your navigation level. So if I double tap on it, it's going to change from chapter. Now, even though I've changed it, it's not going to read automatically, so I'm going to flick off it.
Player settings button.
And flick back to the left. That just said player settings.
Page. Double tap to choose the navigation level button.
Okay, it's now on page. If I double tap again and flick off it.
Player
and
settings
back on
button.
Again.
Sentence. Double tap now to choose sentence. The navigation level button.
Double tap on it again to change it. Flick off
player
it.
Player settings
flick
button.
Back.
Time jump. Double tap to choose the navigation level button.
Now it's on time jump. Double tap on it again. And we should be back to chapter. So I flick off it.
Player settings button.
Back on it again.
Chapter, double tap to choose the navigation level button.
And we're back to chapter, okay? So if I flick to the right.
Player settings button.
There's player settings, and I'll get to that in a minute before we start playing the book. Flick to the right again.
Previous chapter, hold previous button to rewind button.
Okay, so previous chapter or hold to rewind. Flick to the right again.
Next chapter, hold next button to fast forward button.
Okay, next chapter or hold to fast forward. Now just show you what happens if I change the settings of that chapter navigation button that's currently sitting on chapter. So I flip back.
Next chapter, previous chapter, player settings, chapter, double tap to choose the navigation level button.
So I know from memory, if I double tap on this three times, we'll cycle from chapter and then we'll go into page, sentence, and then time jump that I want to change it to. Okay, so double tap, that's one, double tap, two, double tap, three. So if I flick off it,
player settings,
then
button.
Flick back.
Time jump, double tap to choose the navigation
now.
Level button.
So if I flick back down to that previous and next buttons.
Player settings button. Previous next time jump.
So when you change that navigation button to page, sentence, time jump, chapter, the previous and next buttons will respond for that particular navigation level. Okay? So I'm just going to flick back and change it back to chapter.
Next time jump. Hold. Previous time jump. Hold. Player settings button. Time jump. Double tap to choose the navigation level
button.
Double
tap on it. And I'm just going to flick back off and back
player
on, make
settings,
sure it's changed.
Button. Chapter, double tap
yep,
to choose the navigation level button.
So I flip back to the right again.
Player settings button.
I'm just going to keep flicking through to get to the rest of the controls on the screen, and then we'll go back and have a look at that play settings button. So flick to the right.
Previous chapter, hold previous button to rewind button.
Okay, so now our previous.
Next chapter, hold next button to
next
fast forward button.
And now back on chapter, flick to the right again.
Play, hold the play button, access the sleep timer button.
Okay, that's our play button, or hold to access the sleep timer.
Sleep timer settings. Double tap to access sleep timer button.
Okay, there's the sleep timer settings.
Add bookmark. Double tap to add a bookmark. Double tap and hold to jump to the list of bookmarks button.
Okay, add a bookmark or hold to bring up a list of bookmarks. Let's go back to that player settings button.
Sleep timer set play.
Just
hold
flicking
the play next chapter. Hold previous chapter. Hold player settings button.
Double tap on player settings.
Player settings.
So touch towards the top of the screen.
Navigate up button.
There's my back button or navigate up button. Flick to the right.
Player settings.
Okay, heading, player settings.
Playback rate, 100%.
Okay, playback rate, 100%. And in there, I can select different rates of speed for the reading back of the Daisy book. Flick to the right.
Time jump, 1 min.
So time jump by default is 1 minute. I can go in there again and change the time interval for previous and next. Flick to the right again.
Navigation level selection.
So that's where you can change your navigation elements. So I'm going to touch towards the top left-hand side of my screen.
Navigate up button.
and double tap on Navigate Up or Back button.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And we're back to the main player screen. Now I could flick to the right and get right down to the Play button down towards the bottom, but I know it's basically in the middle down the bottom above my physical Home button. So I'm going to find my Home button, bring my finger straight above it.
Play. Hold the Play button, access the Sleep Timer button.
There's the Play button. If I double tap on it.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends by the Reverend W. Audrey.
About this Daisy book. This Daisy book has been produced by converting...
Okay, and if I find the play pause button again...
Pause, hold the play button, access the sleep timer button.
Now, what I've noticed in this particular version of the app is if I try and go forward chapter by chapter, now as it's playing, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I'm just going to flip back to the left now.
Next chapter, hold next button to fast forward and button.
I'm going to double tap on next chapter. And it's going to do it three times. I'm going to go back and tap on play pause again.
Play, hold the play button, access the sleep timer button.
And we
button.
Should have moved forward in the book. So I'm going to double tap on it now.
This book is copyright.
There we go.
And permission has been given by...
So that's copyright, so I don't want that one. So I'm going to flick back to the left again.
Next chapter, hold next button to fast forward button.
Double tap on it, then we'll tap on the play pause button again.
Play, hold the play button, access the sleep timer button.
Nope. So one more time.
Next chapter. Hold next button to
double
fast
tap
forward
on that.
Button.
Back on play pause.
Play. Hold the play button. Access the sleep timer button.
So let me just
next
try again.
Next chapter. Hold next button. Play.
Okay, not quite where we want to be. So flip back to left.
Next chapter. Hold next button to
double
fast
tap
forward
on that.
Button.
And back on play pause.
Play. Hold the play button. Access the
double
sleep timer
contents.
Button.
That's better. Thomas now let it read.
James and the coaches, Thomas and the guard, Henry and the flying kipper. Thomas's train. Thomas the Tank Engine often grumbled to the other engines. I spend all my time pulling coaches about ready for you to take out on journeys, he said one day. The other engines laughed.
Okay.
Pause. Hold the play button, access the sleep
timer
button.
And I'll
just
stop it there. And I want to get back to the bookshelf, so I can touch top left hand side of my screen.
Navigate up button.
It's my navigate up button. Double tap on that.
Vision Australia Connect.
And flick to the right.
Connect. Add books. More options button. Books.
So that's books. Now if I flick to the right.
Subscriptions.
That's our buttons for books, subscriptions, podcasts, and messages. And if I keep flicking to the right.
Podcasts. Messages. Bookshelf titles. Double tap on a title to open title.
Okay,
double
here's
tap
our
and
bookshelf
hold for additional
titles.
Options. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Christopher Audrey. Downloaded.
So as you can hear on the bookshelf title of Thomas Tank Engine and Friends, it actually says downloaded. So you've downloaded the actual book. And if I double tapped on it again.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Christopher Audrey. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And touch down towards the bottom of the screen.
Play. Hold the play button. Access the
and double
sleep
tap on the
button.
Play button.
Why can't I pull passenger trains too?
Okay, we can start playing it again. I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of my screen again.
Navigate up button.
Okay, double tap and navigate up. The back button.
Vision Australia Connect.
Now this time, rather than flicking through, I'm just going to drag my finger straight down to the actual book title itself.
Books. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Christopher Audrey.
Okay,
downloaded.
Now, if I do a one finger double tap and hold.
Alert Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
It brings up a pop-up dialogue. So if I flick through to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Title of the book.
Title information. Unticked.
Title information about summary of the book, the author, the narrator, etc. that we had before when we were first downloading the book. Flick to the right again.
Return title. Unticked.
But can we turn the title from this screen?
Delete download. Unticked.
We can delete the download, i.e. turn it back into an online version. Flick to the right again.
Cancel menu. Unticked.
And cancel the menu, which will take me back to the bookshelf screen. So if I want to change it to an online version of the book, flick back to the left.
Delete download. Unticked.
And double tap on delete download.
Vision Australia Connect. Alert deleted. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been deleted from your device. Okay.
And flick to the right.
Deleted. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been deleted from your device. OK button.
And double tap on OK.
Vision Australia Connect.
So if I drag my finger down the screen now.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, online.
It actually says Thomas Tank Engine and Friends, online. So if I wanted to re-download it again, I can do a one finger double tap and a hold on the title.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, on. Alert Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
OK, bring up that pop-up little dialog box again. Flick through to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and title information, return title, unticked, start downloading, 7.0 megabytes, unticked.
Okay, so now I can start downloading, so double tap on that.
Vision Australia Connect.
And if I touch on the book title now.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, 7%.
OK, Okay, it's now telling me that it's now 7% downloaded, and it's going to keep popping up with the percentage.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, 13%.
13%.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, 19%.
19%.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey.
And I'll just pause it, and we'll come back when it's almost finished the download. And then you'll hear that knock knock sound again.
Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, Thomas the Tank Engine and
Friends, Christopher Audrey. And of course, I can move off this to stop it talking.
Christopher Audrey, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, 97%. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, downloaded.
Okay, and there's the traditional knock 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 sound to say it's downloaded. So I'm going to touch back on the title now.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, downloaded.
So it now says downloaded. So I know the book's actually on the device rather than being online. So if I double tap on it again.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, down. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And find the play button above my home button down the bottom.
Play. Hold the play button. Access the sleep timer button.
Double tap on play.
He asked. You're too impatient, they said. You'd be sure to leave something behind. Rubbish, said
Pause.
Thomas.
Hold the play button. Access the sleep timer button.
And of course, start listening to the book where I previously stopped it before. Okay, so touch top left-hand side of my screen.
Navigate up button. Vision Australia Connect.
Okay, I'm back to Vision Australia Connect. And the final thing we need to do, of course, is return the book. So I'm going to touch towards the top of my screen and drag my finger down to the book title again.
Book. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Christopher Audrey. And downloaded.
One finger double tap and hold.
Alert Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And flick to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Title information. Untick. Return title. Unticked.
And double tap on return title.
Vision Australia Connect. Alert return title. Do you want to return Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends? No. Yes.
Okay, do you want to return Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends? And flick to the right.
Return title. Do you want to return Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends? No button.
And we've got a no button.
Yes button.
And we've got a yes button. So, of course, if I didn't, I'd double tap on no. And because I do it for the moment, I'm going to double tap on yes.
Vision Australia Connect. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been returned. Alert deleted. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been deleted from your device. Okay.
Okay, Thomas Tank Engine and Friends has been deleted from your device and returned, so flick to the right.
Deleted. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been deleted from your device. Okay button.
And double tap on okay.
Vision Australia Connect.
And then if I drag my finger down the screen.
Books.
It's absolutely silent because I don't have any other titles in my bookshelf at the moment. I've just got the heading of the Connect app at the top via Connect. And then just the book subscriptions, podcasts and messages. And of course, a empty bookshelf. Now, I just want to show you when I exit the app by just pressing my home button.
Home screen.
I've gone back to my home screen. So I'm going to touch on my applications icon again in the bottom of my screen.
Applications.
And double tap on that.
Page 2 of 2.
And I'm still on page 2 of 2. So I'm going to go back in and touch on VA Connect.
VA Connect.
And remember when we first logged in, we had to put username and password in. But I said because automatically login was checked. This time, when I double tap on the app,
Vision Australia Connect.
It's now gone straight into the app. I haven't needed to log in again. Now, in a follow-up demo, I will actually go through subscribing to newspapers and magazines and podcasts, and I'll also go through more in-depth the play settings and, of course, the sleep timer settings as well in another demo. So that completes this run-through of locating and downloading the Vision Australia Connect app from the Google Play Store, logging into the app, remembering that you do need a Vision Australia membership number with the Vision Australia Library, and a look at the layout of the bookshelf screen, and then a note about the Add Books button that if you're on mobile, that may not appear. That's when I went into more options. And then we went through searching, downloading, and reading a Daisy book from the Vision Australia iAccess Library Service. And it also gave you a bit of a run through of the player settings screen, as well as a layout of the play screen as well when you're playing a book. We had a bit of a play around with changing the book from a download version to an online version and back to a downloaded version again. And then I showed you how you can return a book to the Vision Australia Library so that it removes it off your bookshelf and device, and of course exiting and re-entering the app with my particular setting because I've got login ticked automatically, so I don't have to re-enter my username or password when I go into the app each time from my home screen, or in my case, from my applications folder. So that completes the demo of the Vision Australia Connect app for Android, using it on my Samsung Galaxy Tab. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.